Tell me if this sounds like you. You meet that one woman, you hope she calls you back, and she never does. You're left there for yet again another weekend, and there's no date. Why does this keep happening to you? In this episode, I'm going to show you how dating is actually a numbers game, no pun intended, and how to increase your odds and maximize your dates with women. The first thing you have to remember about dating is that no matter how great a guy you are, it is still a numbers game. You are still going to have to ask lots of women out to find the ones that will date you. If you approach 10 women, 5 of them maybe already have a boyfriend, 2 of them may be focused on something else besides finding a boyfriend, and 1 of them may have just gotten out of a bad relationship and is not really ready for a new one just right now. As you can see, the odds could be stacked against you for any number of reasons. Therefore, you have to ask lots of women out just to find the ones that are open to dating right now. Anything against you? No, it's just the law of averages. Now, I'd like to point out the one exception to the rule of dating as a numbers game is if you and somebody you are dating have decided to be mutually exclusive with each other. Once you decide to be serious, that's when the numbers game stops. I realize that the idea of asking multiple women out, let alone just asking one woman out, can be kind of a scary thought, and this is something that I do focus on with my clients when I talk to them about the principle of confidence in finding women to date. If you're interested in becoming one of those clients, I would be happy to coach you, and you can apply to the link in the description below. How do you use the law of averages when it comes to making sure you don't end up without a date again this weekend? You have to put yourself in a position where you can meet multiple women. Put yourself out there by meeting women in many different places. Once you're in a place where you can meet women, talk to them. See if you can connect on a common interest, and after a short conversation, ask if she would be interested in keeping the conversation going over coffee sometime. Banking on that one woman that you saw at the party wanting a date with you can really limit your scope of opportunity. You have to ask lots of women out before you're going to find the ones that are available to date and open to dating you. This is nothing against you in any way. It's just that dating is a numbers game. So put yourself in a position where you can meet lots of women and ask lots of women out to maximize your odds of getting a date. Again, I do go over in depth the confidence of successfully approaching women and getting dates with my one-on-one clients. And if you want to become one of those clients, then go ahead and use the link in the description below to apply to work with me directly. I'll be happy to help you out. And that's it for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you like listening to the show on podcast, then be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help the show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.